Taliban spokesman says Wednesday's attack on a U.S. base in Khost province was carried out by an Afghan army officer, but this has not been confirmed. The suicide bomber got inside forward operating base Chapman and detonated an explosive vest near the gym. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency says 7 of its employees were killed in the attack and 6 others were wounded. In recent weeks, the agency has stepped up drone attacks on Taliban and Al-Qaeda hideouts in the frontier region bordering Afghanistan and Pakistan. On Thursday, security was tight in Khost. Afghan police manned roadblocks around the city. A taxi driver complained after being searched at several checkpoints, but a police officer said searches are a must.
The security situation is getting worse nowadays. As you know, yesterday evening, a suicide bomber blew himself up.
In the south, in Kandahar city, a roadside bomb killed 4 Canadian soldiers and a journalist, also on Wednesday. They were killed as the soldiers patrolled what was considered a safe part of Kandahar.
The soldiers were conducting a community security patrol in order to gather information on the pattern of life and maintain security in the area.
Journalists identified the reporter as 34-year-old Michelle Lang with the Calgary Herald. She was riding in the back of an armored vehicle. Meanwhile, in Kabul, hundreds of Afghans took to the streets to protest a raid on Sunday by Afghan and NATO forces in eastern Kunar province. Afghan officials say the raid killed 10 civilians.
Our gathering here is to express our sadness and our unhappiness, and also demonstrate against the killing of innocent people of Afghanistan by foreign troops in Afghanistan.
The incident is under a joint investigation. U.S. and NATO Commander General Stanley McChrystal has made protecting civilians the top priority for foreign troops. He has issued orders designed to reduce civilian deaths by placing limits on firepower. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.